This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everybody? Dear Ali Cans here.
Hello.
Mom's here.
Hey.
How's everybody doing?
Good.
We got a very, very full show. Lots to get into. Ken, I don't even know if you know this. I don't know if you know that I know this.
Okay.
You know, we're really gonna devote an entire day of like really recapping Candace at the Berkeley.
We really should have done something there. I did not report at the Berkeley.
Guys. Yeah, no, we tried. Everybody was way too drunk.
We talked about it like five times.
Yeah.
Did you really cry? Because no, I really said did. That was the element of all of you there, having been there and seeing what you kids. Well, from what I was privy to, you know, the rest of the one I took Marty upstairs, but just the story itself of what happened at 2 o'clock in the morning when you came blasting in.
It was great. We had a great time. It was like an awesome. I will say this about the Berkeley. All right, do you want me to give my little Berkeley
go ahead,
review?
Go ahead.
Okay, so what I said about the Berkeley was it's perfectly set up. If you're going to go somewhere and you want to just go somewhere for like a day and for a night, like you don't have to go anywhere else. You know, like the whole thing is set up for you for in like blocks of time almost. Like mm-hmm. You're going to spend your day at the pool. Then you're going to go up to your room. You're going to get yourself ready. Then you're going to go to Bang Bang and have yourself a nice meal. Then after that, you're going to go over to Johnny and June, have a whole night fun. And then after that, you're going to go in that little courtyard area where the fire truck was. Those mm-hmm. those of you on the gram know mm-hmm. about the whole fire truck thing. And you're going to have yourself a nice little night.
Do you know that I have a video of you guys? I went into the bushes and was screaming weird things.
The bushes?
Like I was on the, to the other side, on the street side.
Oh, was that you?
That was me.
Shut up.
Yeah, it's a pretty funny video.
Oh my God.
You don't really concerned. It's pretty funny.
Me and Chris were like, ow. I was like, someone's really drunk. And then I'm like, should we be nervous? I was like, is this someone going to attack us? I can't believe that was you. That was so
me.
Funny. But anyway, we had a great time. The Berkeley was super, super fun. It's like, it's got a lot of Instagrammable spots. Mm-hmm. I've noticed where you could take pictures in front and be on the gram, you know, which I love. And not to mention the entire vibe around the Berkeley, like that cool painting place across the street with all the painting. It's probably mm-hmm. a historic building, but yeah. I'm going to call it cool painting place.
That would be the conference.
I don't know what it is, but it's got cool shit on the outside.
There's a lot of really great artwork on
the Yeah, it was just there. A cool vibe. Like overall, we had a great time. Like I haven't had fun, like that level of fun. I don't even know when. It was just, we laughed hysterical. We were up till 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, which I haven't done since I was like 17. I don't even know. It was just great. Lauren was out of control, swinging herself from the pole. I don't even know what that's called, the balcony thing. She was, I think there was thrusting.
I have videos. There's a lot of, yeah.
There was thrusting.
I think, what did she sing? I'm
Every
Woman.
Oh my God, I forgot about I Have Nothing. We, yeah. as a group, sang I Have Nothing, which I thought for sure somebody would have posted already and would have gone viral. I thought about it while we were singing.
I kept it.
No, what was the other one you sang? The old school one. You sang an old song.
I will walk 500 miles. And I was doing like this, like a robot.
Like a bunch of fools. I only saw these videos afterwards because I was watching Marky upstairs.
Well, no, because we came upstairs and then Lauren decided to order $5,000 worth of McDonald's.
And all your husbands were supposed to show up. What happened to them?
And we decided against it.
You made them all stay home?
They all stayed home. We went. Lauren ordered $5,000 at McDonald's. We come upstairs. We had like an after party.
Oh, I know.
And then you come out. I know. I go, she's going to come out. She can't resist. And all of a sudden, she pops her head out. Like, you know, after we're up there for an hour. And I was like, look, there she is. She goes, you're all loud. And I was like, you want to join?
No, I don't. I had the baby in the bedroom. And we were up in the Johnny Cash suite, which is friggin' amazing.
It was great. It was awesome. Yeah. It was perfect. I literally cannot say
you
it
had
was
a,
perfect.
You had a great time.
It was the best girls' weekend. Like, perfect spot for a bachelorette party, or like if you're going for a girls weekend, or if you just want to get away with your husband or something like that. It was perfectly. This is not an ad, by the way.
Right.
This isn't an ad. This is a real authentic review.
And then the next day you took Polly, who's Marky's puppy, on the beach that she weren't supposed to, and did a photo shoot.
I didn't know that it was a dogless beach.
There's a dog beach.
I told her
which I'm anti, by the way.
You're anti what?
I'm anti dog beach. I'm sorry, all you dog lovers. Because what happens if you didn't know that, and then you're walking on the dog shit beach?
Well, you find out very quickly that you're on a dog beach.
But you made it worse, though.
I did.
You brought the dog to the non-dog beach.
I know, but there should be no like specific dog beach area. It's full of shit. My dog didn't shit on the beach.
The dog beach area. Well, first of all, you're supposed to clean up your dog's own shit.
Well, do they?
I mean, I would certainly hope so.
What if they pee in the sand and it just dries up, and then you step on it a couple hours later because nobody knows?
Well, yeah. Well, there's that. But
yeah,
I kind of like the dogs running around. You get it. As soon as you walk on there, you realize, oh, my goodness, there's 10,000 dogs here. And you realize this must be.
So are there people laying out there?
No.
It's just a dog, almost like a dog park.
Yes.
Okay, so that's different. I thought it was like a dog beach where you're free to bring your dog and like they're going to just...
No, it's like a park. It's like a dog park, but there's a beach there.
Right. It's like on a jetty, if you will. There's all the rocks. People stand on the rocks and they fish off the rocks. And
all right. That's clearly not...
It's not meant for sunbathing and stuff like that.
Well, it was cool. So we did take the dog to the beach. I didn't know. The cops stopped me. I was like, oh my God. The cops are coming up to me. I'm like, no, what happened? And they said, you can't bring this dog here. I'm like, oh, who knew? Not me.
She's only 5 pounds. So.
Yeah, she doesn't count as a dog.
Right.
It's more of a rodent. So anyway, it was fun. We had a great time. That was the Berkeley. We did not record.
No.
I really thought we were going to. But you know what I thought about too? Maybe it's best if we don't. We keep the world separate. Remember I questioned it before we left?
We've talked a lot about it. A lot of people are saying, you know, what's Candace and Urbano like together? It was your first real time hanging with Urbano, I guess.
It was.
Is he a treasure?
He was fun. Yeah. We had a great time. He did the gong, you know, by the beach. He comes out with the big dong. What is it called? A gong?
Gong.
Big dong and the big gong. And he takes the gong and you bang it, you know. It was fun. It was awesome. Mayor wore a thong. There was a lot going on. Yeah. It was wild. I will actually say that.
There are things that were going on with you guys that like, you know, dancing on furniture and stuff, all these crazy things. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what? I can't. Like, security's looking at me like, what do you want me to do? Well, I said, I can't. My sister's a
Uncle Al's coming down. He just responded to my text. I texted Uncle Al right as soon as this started and asked him to come down. And he said, you want me to come down? And I said, yes.
He has to be asked. He's a diva.
Mm-hmm. He needs to be asked to be on the podcast.
But Albie, whenever we're at the Berkeley, is on hypersensitive. We know Marky has security. Why, we don't know, but he gets like this 8-foot guy to follow my 4-year-old granddaughter.
Not like hardcore, like you know, from a distance kind of thing.
But there's no reason.
Why?
It just makes me feel better.
Why?
I don't know. I get anxiety.
He gets high anxiety when we're down there.
I get really, really crazy anxiety.
Which is really surprising to me that he lets this party go as crazy as it did because he gets very,
very anxious.
I feel
like he got
mad about
it. When the furniture dancing happened, I was scared. I saw him lurking.
No, he gets very anxious.
Yeah, he was like, Chris.
All the ingredients were there.
Mm-hmm.
But I digress. We'll throw the videos up.
I have plenty. I really think that I Have Nothing video should be viral. That was the best.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely.
It was like a routine.
Oh yeah,
but it was perfect.
Look, I got it.
All right,
I'll throw it up. I think Lauren would be a little upset. But
Lauren might kill you.
No way, yeah. Lauren loved that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, she worked hard on that.
She's a performer.
She was performing her ass off.
She really was.
She was. First of all, I gotta tell you, I'm serious. That shit should be viral. It was awesome. We were our hands. We didn't even practice that. Nobody even knew that was gonna happen. We all put our hands up at the same time. That was intense.
I have nothing hands up.
They choreographed their moves. Were choreographed without being choreographed. It was in the
real
moment.
Real life. That was legit. So anyway, I would like it to go viral.
Don't look. We'll see. We'll see how that. I mean, you can't just say, you know, you want things to go viral.
I do. I can say it. I did. I want it to go viral.
She's putting
Uncle Al's here.
What's happening, Pop? How are you doing?
Okay. We're talking about our weekend at the Berkeley and how fun it was. And Lauren's performance.
It looked very fun. It looked fun based on the Instagram pictures I saw.
Did you see the stories?
Yes.
Did you see Mayor dancing by the pool? And did you see our video of singing I Have Nothing?
Yeah, I think I saw everything. I was pretty on top of it.
See? It was great.
See, now that we, you know, this is a nice little segue. Now that we talked about Instagram stories and stuff like that, and Dad's here, this is a good one. Dear Albie, so I'll make this quick. My middle school age daughter brought home some bad grades. She's always been a bright girl that has enjoyed school, so I found this disturbing. When I spoke with her teachers, they all said she seemed very distant in class. which was not much like her at all, and running with a new group of friends that seemed to be her main priority. When I confronted her about the grades, she said, dead ass, and I quote, grades don't pay the bills, Ma. I'm going to build up my TikTok career.
Damn.
I proceed to find dozens of videos of her and her friends. Nothing wrong or disturbing, just girls having fun, but I was very upset at the response. Here's what's weird. In talking with the other girls' parents and bringing this to their attention, some of them seem to think this may actually be an opportunity, given the girls seem to be developing a quote-unquote following. I don't know how to react to this. I just know I want the best for my daughter and don't want to lead her down the wrong path. At the same time, if she enjoys this, am I wrong to discourage it, especially when she's having fun with her friends? How would your mom approach this situation? Thanks.
Well, dead ass. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think I could have wrote that question.
You're in middle school, okay? You don't know anything about life or what the reality of the world is. And as we used to tell you when you were younger, right, Al, what was their only job? Do well in school.
Right.
Okay?
Well,
so listen, I understand that everybody has these faults. Reality, if you will, of that everybody's going to be a TikTok star. Everybody's going to be an Instagram star. Not true. All right. You could be the biggest TikTok star in the world you want, sweetheart. You better get your grades where they're supposed to be. And your first rule, the first thing you have to do is lead with your life on the path that you were destined to be on. Is that means, P.S., finish middle school, go to high school, get an education, and put your best foot forward there. Everything else is a hobby.
I would say that but nowadays, a TikTok person can be super successful.
I was waiting for that.
And
I,
make
I,
a shit ton of money.
I'm looking at Candace.
Do it on the side, okay?
But I would tell her, I am 100% for this. I want to see every video before it goes up, first of all. If I find up you're putting shit up without me knowing about it and reviewing it first, it's done.
You're going momager.
Yes. And second of all,
but are you
your
prioritizing
grades,
their school?
No. Second of all, your grades have to stay normal. And if your grades start falling, the TikTok goes. So that's the end
of
it.
And you start,
and then I will momage the shit out of you.
Fine.
I will make sure this shit is successful.
Like I said, you make it a hobby that could turn into something, maybe.
I'll make it a job. I'll let you have a job.
I feel like let's put it this way. Olivia's grades start slipping.
This could be me very easily right now.
Olivia's grades start slipping now. Do you pull her out of sheer?
No, she doesn't. She doesn't, because she's that mom. Okay.
I gotta be honest. I'm just gonna say it like it is. I did bad in school. I'm not gonna lie. I was not good in school. I was not a book person.
Neither were my kids. Only
one
of them.
I was never good in school. My parents tortured me about it. Tortured me about my grades. That's just not who I am.
Fine, but you have to do that. You have to go. You have to show up.
You gotta show up.
You gotta show up.
You gotta
do
the right thing. You gotta try. You gotta try. Just tell me you're trying.
Right.
Show me you're trying, and then I'm all about this. If this
is what
you want to do.
And don't bullshit me. Really try. We used to say, okay, listen, do the best you can do. If my kids studied for a test and they studied hard and they put their heart and soul into it, they came home with a D, we celebrated that D. Okay, because they tried.
Oh,
No.
Yes. Okay, so don't come here and say
celebrate
me.
A day.
No, like you,
that's a theoretical.
you know what I'm saying? You're just saying you tried your best. I'm happy for you. Good job, pal. Okay, but when I got a kid that's doing whatever freaking dance they're doing now on TikTok instead of doing her math homework, which is real life required stuff like making
bullshit.
Your bed and stuff like that, okay?
Bullshit math is not math. We got a calculator on our phone now, guys.
Here's the thing.
Total bullshit.
When my kids were growing up, I will never forget, and this is a true story, would go in for the parent-teacher conferences, and they would always say to me, Mrs. Manzo, your children have such great personalities, and they have a way of talking themselves out of situations, yada, 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 right? Going back to Albie, when he was in grade school, I think he was in third grade, and he had to do a report, and he didn't do the report, all right? And he comes home, and he said, Mom, you know, I had a report to do, but I didn't do it. I forgot to do it. So I went up in the front of the class, and I told jokes, and I got a good grade because I told jokes. And I said, all right, think it on your feet. Love it.
Right.
Got out of a bad situation. Awesome. Albie, what was the report on? It was on lions and tigers. Guess what? You're writing me a report on lions and tigers.
I appreciate that.
Because you were given a job to do and you didn't. Love the fact that you thought on your feet, got your way out of
it. I like it.
Then the teacher said to me about it, I think it was Christopher, you know what? What a personality. He could talk his way out of anything, blah, blah, blah. But that's not going to get him far in life. And I said to her, point blank, don't you ever squash that in any of my kids.
Oh.
Fast forward. How many years later?
We're on TV. Look
we're
at that.
On TV.
That was a joke. Right? I didn't realize we were actually going to run with that.
Yeah.
I'm like,
that was a joke.
I'm messing around. I'm playing around. Mm-hmm. But I mean, look, if they can dance their little ass off these
days. That's what I'm saying. You could be a TikTok. No, look, you could be a millionaire, but by the time you're 12.
You gotta hedge your bets.
Right.
And it's discipline.
You gotta cover all your bases.
Right. You gotta make sure they're disciplined and they're on top of their actual stuff and they're being responsible. At the same time, you know, there is a weirdness now to like alienating them from their friends.
It
if
is.
They're not doing but you know what? I think Ken's right. As long as you're saying, hey, look, number one, you got
to
kind of momager that stuff a little
you
bit.
Have to.
I want to see everything before
without,
it goes
no
out.
No question. But they have to understand that that's second to what they are required to do in life. They you're in middle school, okay? You need to finish your education.
See, I don't know though because like look, not for nothing. Marky jumps on YouTube,
good,
okay?
Let
reviewing some toys and she becomes the next little Ryan's
look at
toys.
Ryan.
Okay?
Ryan's killing
tell
us all.
Don't care, okay? Because Ryan's a listen, I'm going to put it out on the table, folks. Okay, here you're talking to a family that was on reality TV for 10 years.
Yeah, but we didn't secure the bag like Ryan
did. Yeah, Ryan's
did.
Okay. Got shit.
That's my point, though. That's my point, okay? And what was the common thread whenever we were on TV? Don't quit your day jobs. Keep doing what you're doing because you don't know how the story's going to end, right? You could have a false sense of security, say, okay, you know what?
Ryan's good for life.
Okay. Okay.
He's a
lifer. How many Ryans are there out there?
A ton.
My point is Ryan still has to learn how to read. Okay, so my point is they're too young to give them that full sense of security. Like you're gonna be a TikTok.
You gotta finish school. That's the end of it.
Right.
You gotta just finish
school. So you make it like dance class. You make it like gymnastics. This is one of your side things that you have fun with. And if it takes off and you make $1 million, God bless you. But you still have to do what you're required to do.
Yeah. Yes.
What do you think, Pop?
All that put aside, I think the analogy is very, very easy. Parents out there with the TikTok kids and all that stuff, it is no different than sports. My kid's going to be a play for the Yankees. My kid's going to be a basketball
True.
Star. My kid's going to be a football star. How many of your kids actually do succeed in becoming a professional athlete? Extraordinarily few people. And
right about that.
I think you'll find that extraordinarily few people actually make money on TikTok. If you have 1 million followers on YouTube, you do not make any big money.
Well,
you're looking for 8, 9, 10 million people before you can really monetize it in a significant way.
But hold on though. With sports, and we talked about this with Ken a little bit ago, we do seem to be way more forgiving of grades. Like
True.
In college, for example,
yes.
If you're in college playing
even
sports,
high school.
They're like they're molding the entire world around you to make it easier. Mm-hmm. At least
yeah.
When I was in college.
No, agree, but
that's
in
not,
college.
Well,
it's
I think
not
you're taking the
school.
Point a little bit too far. No one's going to TikTok college, so if you're not already making bank by the time you're in college, you missed the boat already.
Yeah, right. But you're seeing this. I think that's not that weird, and I don't think this is a good thing, by the way. But I think kids are starting to see that they can make some money
yes.
before going into school. And I think you're going to start seeing kids skip the whole damn thing.
I'm not saying it's the right thing to do, but I 100% agree with Al. I think that people are seeing now that you can make a living, a successful, good living by using social media to your advantage and skip all of
this.
Well,
I tell the world, I tell the world right now that college, as a rule, unless you are talented and gifted, is a complete waste of time.
I think I think right now people are starting to also see college as a business and a waste of money.
Sure.
Yes.
Right.
And
my thing, listen, I had 3 kids, right? One wanted to be a lawyer. You got to go to college for that. Okay. Lauren wanted to do hair and makeup. You don't need college for that. Go to a trade school, which she did. Christopher went to the school of life. He went right to work. All three successful.
The college of practical knowledge.
And what does Christopher do now? Christopher hires people with college degrees.
So that's my point. So I always used to say to them, remember, we're not sending you to college to make ourselves feel good. You're going to go to college because if that's what you want and that's what you want out of life. But if you want to be anything besides, like you said, a doctor, a lawyer, a
teacher,
a chemist, or
something you need a degree for, like just to hand
absolutely.
Somebody.
There are better 100%. Ways to do it.
If your kid is going to school to major in business administration and have no intention to go further, it is largely a waste of time.
I can tell you that mine was a complete waste of time. And I tell my father made me go. Literally, I fought tooth and nail. I did not want to go to college. Did not want to go. Hated every moment of it. Tried to drop out. Didn't let me. I got my degree. I got the whole shebang. And for what?
A lot of it has to do with your parents needing to validate themselves by saying, my child graduated, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be Harvard. It doesn't have to be Yale.
Yeah, but you got that. No, but you got that. You're looking at things, right? If you have it your way.
Yeah.
Okay. Either Olivia or Gabe.
Yeah.
They excel in grades or they excel in sports mm-hmm. and go to college with that kind of backing them.
Right.
Okay. Which would you choose?
If I had to pick one of them to go to college?
No, which the pathway. Like there, and you can't go one and one. They're either like valedictorian smart and they go to college for that, okay? Mm-hmm. Or like Gabe's a stud football player and he goes to like a D1 school.
That's a tough question.
I feel like you go the sports route.
She's going sports. But because honestly, I do think like in my life, if Gabe goes to school, I shouldn't say that because that's putting my kid down. I'm not going to say it. But everyone knows what I'm thinking. I think that Olivia is very smart, like very, very book smart, enjoys school, enjoys reading and stuff like that.
Right.
I could
so
see her wanting to go.
And that you encourage.
Right. Like, I think that she's going to be one of those people that are like really smart. They talk about gifted and talented and stuff.
But if
like,
you don't encourage that in the same way that you encourage Gabe to excel in sports, right. then you're at fault.
Well, that's what Josh said. Josh encourages the shit out of her. So, I mean, me, I'm like, yeah. But like I said, it's not really my thing, but I'm all about it. Like, learn, read, do all the grade levels and all that kind of stuff. Like, she's all about it. Gabe, on the other hand, does not give a shit about school at all. Unfortunately, he tries really, really like hard, but he doesn't have like what she has. Like it's different. But he's very, you know, he's one of those kids that's just really good at sports. Like Olivia struggles with that stuff. He doesn't, you know. I could see him going to school because I could see him going to school for sports, you know. But then again, I could see Olivia going for, I don't know.
I'm not really worried about it like so much more from a, hey, you know, what do you think they're going to do based on who they are? What would you rather have, you personally?
I would rather have Olivia not go to school and open up a business of her own. But obviously, I don't think that's her. I think she's going to be like a teacher or something.
She's
I could
her
see
father's
her,
daughter.
100%. Yeah. I could see her being like Josh and going into education. But Gabe.
Let me ask you this. These moms that are saying, well, gee, what do I do? Do I embrace the TikTok thing? Are they suggesting that they put school aside and go full blown embracing
this
TikTok
that they,
thing?
I think
no,
that the other moms, crazy. The other moms were kind of saying, "Hey, listen, yeah, but like you know, we understand about the grades, but look at this, we might be able to kind of make some money." Speaking of making some money, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What's up, guys? So, as we've talked about on this show before, we should seek out what's right for us and not compromise on what's most important. A relationship should add value to our lives, especially in the bedroom. So why don't we think the same way about sex toys? Dame Products is a woman-owned sex toy company making the next generation of vulva-tested, vulva-approved vibrators found by a sex educator and an engineering whiz. Dame develops toys with the help of real humans and couples like you. They're closing the pleasure gap and helping the world one vulva at a time. I'll never get sick of reading that. Their vibrators and accessories are made with medical-grade silicone, smart design principles, and lots of love, earning glowing press from the New York Times, W Magazine, and many, many more. Whether you're a couple looking for an extra boost where it matters or on a journey of self-exploration, we're sure they'll earn a spot on your nightstand. I recommend the Eva, a coupled vibrator, giving you clitoral stimulation during penetrative sex. Its flexible wings tuck under your labia for a snug fit. And the best part, Dame offers hassle-free returns within 60 days, so your satisfaction is literally guaranteed. So go to dameproducts.com/dearalbie today for 15% off site-wide. Again, go to dameproducts.com/dearalbie today for 15% off site-wide. Enjoy, guys. Later.
So basically, these other parents... love that transition, by the way. These parents are basically saying it's not that big of a deal that, like, and especially, too, maybe they're thinking in middle school, like, oh, yeah, it's just middle school. You know, it's not like they're, like, whatever.
Starting bad habits,
there might be something here. There might be something. But I think also, too, this generation of parents is used to, like, seeing how things work on social media, and they're saying to themselves, wow, this could be the next, like, freak. I could have the next blippy on my hands. You know what I mean?
The problem you have with TikTok right now is, you know, you have that, that's my kid on TikTok thing working against you. So your judgment isn't clear. grew up way ahead of my time. I couldn't wait for the first personal computer, the first PDA. I was pushing it along on the sides, you know, like talking about, well, eventually we're going to have this, we're going to have this, we're going to have this. Almost like I could see the iPhone 10 years before it came out. So I love it, and I stay on top of all that stuff. So I look at TikTok. I don't have a TikTok, of course, but I look at TikTok. I look at Instagram. I look at a lot of different of the social media and the most popular social media stuff. Snapchat, which I don't look at very often.
I'm over Snapchat.
But I have a Snapchat account, chat account. But what I'm trying to say is the amount of copycats and ripoffs that there are, you know, 87,000 people are doing the Nutella, put Nutella on a Q-tip gag. And, you know, everybody's doing the same bullshit gimmicks. So if you could honestly evaluate your kid and say, wow, every single gag that kid did or thing that kid did, my kid did on TikTok is 100% original and they're really good at it, then you may have something there. But just because he watches or she watches other TikTokers
right.
and rips them off
right.
and you no, watch it and think it's cute because you have your head up your ass, you don't
right. really
know you, anything you, about TikTok.
It's got to be real
original
shit.
Content.
You're not helping your kid out.
Right, original content. If they have talent enough to make original content that still should be second to, Jesus, God, let them get out of high school at least, man, before you start filling their head with these things, these maybe you're living vicariously through your kid too at the same time. It's like, you know, let's
get realistic. I don't
know
how you monetize it, but I mean, what's the numbers before you start making money? You know, the one guy I watch, and I think he's hysterical, his whole family's hysterical, has about 10 million viewers, 11 million viewers.
Well, let's put it like this, okay? At what number at 12 years old, okay, does your kid need to be pulling down where you get off their back about the grades every month? Seriously, if the kid's pulling in, let's say like there's ads and they're making money on social media, okay? If they're making real money on that whole thing, at what point are you like, okay, maybe I'll see it. Like if they're pulling in, let's call it $10,000 a month, okay?
Well, I think
disagree with that. You know, great, you're pulling in $10,000 a month, but you have to finish grammar school, friend.
But if you're that smart,
you know, come on.
That, if you're that smart and creative, okay, the education you get through high school, an averagely intelligent person could do in their sleep. You don't even have to try. I mean, so I think it's important that if you can make $10,000 a month, you need or more, you need to know how to manage your money.
Yeah,
don't
right.
You think you have to know how to put it in the bank or make investments or buy stock?
I'm just saying that you got
you
a
need
12-year-old.
A basic intelligence.
If you got a 12-year-old bringing in that kind of money, okay, is it at that point are you like, okay, listen, and she looks at you and is like, look, man, I'm like pounding away at these videos over here. You know, I'm trying my best. What do you want me to do?
I don't know.
I think
you know
there's going to be some people that are like, you're only going
to
go up.
No, you could dedicate yourself 6-7 hours a day, 5 days a week to school. You can. In middle school. I'm sorry.
You have to put your foot down and they need to have the basic education. And I think if they are that ambitious and they are that smart to be able to draw big enough fan base to make serious money on TikTok, because the people that are getting rich on TikTok is TikTok. They're nobody else getting richer than them. But the bottom line is you absolutely positively need to be able to have the basic skills to keep your money, not just make it.
Not only that, I think it's important for kids, you know, especially in the teenage years, stuff like that, to have a school where they go to and they have the social interaction and all those things. It's a very important part of life.
Well, I don't think anybody's talking
that.
About dropping out of school here. I mean,
well, no, that's what they're kind of what I'm well, getting
about
out of this.
Not going to school.
No,
at all?
They're just saying like give them a pass for the grade slipping a little bit.
Well, if you could be doing A pluses and you're bringing back C pluses, maybe I could give you a break because you know your career that you want to pursue indefinitely and forever is what you're doing now, and you know, because of that your grade is suffering. I guess I could tolerate that to a degree, but I think everybody has to be ready. I don't think TikTok is the end of the line. I see a time when it just is not interesting anymore to people, and they stop watching it, and the numbers drop, and the money drops.
Well, he's just talking about social media
it's
in
not
general.
A permanent,
it's
permanent.
Yeah, I mean, this is just what they're using. I mean, in like 5 years, they're going to go to the next thing, whatever that next thing is.
I just think it's a false sense of security that you're giving these kids, and they have to know there are basic things in life that you have to accomplish, all right? Almost rules that you have to follow. And then once you get them done, do what you want.
I don't know. You know, I think if Marky went and became a little YouTube sensation, okay, you know, I would wonder what kind of I feel like she would be a diva and a half. Mm. I feel like we almost have to protect.
You see the way that child poses for pictures. Where does she learn that?
She just knows what she's doing. She has a commanding presence.
Yes,
are you
she
guys
does.
Scared? Like, what's gonna happen?
No, she's spectacular. She's got.
No, I mean, like,
she's special
with cheer.
I'm scared for what you're gonna make. You're gonna do to my baby.
Well, this is what I'm saying. She's really clearly very much. She's come a long way from crying on Barstool while she's bowing.
Yeah,
at Christmas thing.
Oh my God, I forgot about
she's
that.
She's really loving the limelight.
That scares me.
She's a superstar.
I think she's gonna be okay, but I am scared for you guys. After you see, like, you know,
listen, she loves to dance. She's a dancer. She's a social butterfly.
I have plans for her. Our first practice is in 2 weeks.
She's naturally, she speaks to the camera, and she's got a way about her that's very, very natural. What we'll say, should we make her a little YouTube something? But at the same time, Marky will have to, you know, she's got to go, listen, friend, you're 12. I'm great. Great. You're making money. That's awesome. I'm so proud of you. You're a go-getter, but you have to finish school and you have to do the best you can there.
This is another one that came in. Dear Albie. Really, really short and sweet question for you. I have a very sweet couple of kids. They're both in elementary school, fourth and fifth grade. I've raised them to be very good kids, but I heard from my... It's actually pretty funny. This reminds me of a personal story. I heard from my friend who is their teacher. They both curse like sailors in school. Seriously, I have no idea what to do. I've never even seen them hint towards behaving that way or speaking that way at home. What... How do I address this with them both?
Well, when my kids were little, my neighbor babysat them.
That's okay? Why I'm laughing so hard.
And she used to babysit, and she was the sweetest thing. And she'd say, "Hey, Steph, hey, Mrs. Manzo," and she would watch the kids. And the second we walked out of the house, and my kids were very young at the time, you know, I'm talking, we moved out when you were in second grade. Lauren was in third grade. So we're talking kindergarten, first grade, like that. And then she used to say to them, "Okay, guys, mom and dad are gone. You could swear now."
Yeah, and we would go. It would go off. It was like, and it was. I'll tell you what. This is how long my anxiety dates back to. It was like I was selling drugs. I was waiting when they walked back in. I was like, "All right, first of all, I got to wean off this stuff. Okay, really, like chill out. Make sure you don't say anything screwed up because mom and dad are back, right?" But I was so terrified of my parents finding out.
Right.
Like, the anxiety of it was so bad. Like, I remember Lauren even having parties, and I'd be like, "Wait a second." Like, in my brain, who's heard me swear before? And I'm like, who do I got to watch at this thing?
He's been Al forever.
Forever.
Yeah, I'm just just demented, man. I didn't ask for this.
Chess lessons when he was younger. Yeah. Put him
probably
on that course.
Yeah, yeah. No, this is Al forever.
No, you know what's amazing? Because what's great about these two is they take credit for any good quality I've got. But me being screwed up, I did that to myself.
Yeah, they're like, "I don't know what's wrong with him."
Yeah, no, you've screwed that. I don't know how you manage that.
Al is so
Albie promised to buy me the Breakers Hotel in Palm Beach when he was 5 out of nowhere. So that is Albie's personality to a T. Overthinking.
Yes. Is Al.
That's Albie in a nutshell. But Fal comes out, and Fal's amazing.
Love Fal. And Chow.
Mm. Yeah.
Love them.
Yeah.
I love a regular Al, too.
It's it's definitely quite the seesaw personality. I don't really ask for that.
Yeah, so anyway, I never knew about this until, guess what, guys? Recently.
What?
Because Stephanie now works with Lauren.
Yeah. She just told me this,
and
too.
I just found out maybe a month or so ago, because I went to the salon to get my hair done, and they were laughing, and Lauren said to me, "Ma, do you know when Stephanie used to babysit us, she used to let us swear?" And then Stephanie started laughing. She goes, "The minute I walked in the door, they were just like F-bombs."
Oh, yeah,
and stuff.
Crazy.
Like, it was crazy.
It was crazy.
And was Stephanie also the one that let you destroy the Playmobil dollhouse that Daddy took 1,000 hours?
I believe that was Joy.
You blamed it on Joy.
No, it was Joy.
It was Joy?
Yeah.
I could picture Joy doing it.
Yeah.
Allowing it.
You know, but look, man, some things you take to the grave. Anyway, I would just, you know, just don't, first of all, don't rat out the teacher, okay? But, you know, maybe bring it up to the kids. or just like, you know, do we just it's crazy to think that you don't get that read on things.
I could definitely. Gabe definitely swears when I'm because he's
Gabe swears.
He's going into second.
He's got to swear like in the most adorable way.
Oh, it is. But I heard him. Olivia will never do it. Olivia will not do it. But then like she'll tell me like, I heard Gabe on the phone with his friends and he said the F word three times and I'm like, what? So I go in the room and I'm like, did you say the F word on the phone? No. I'm like, Gabriel, do not lie to me. Did you? He's like, I said frig. I'm like, frig isn't allowed either.
But
and
Gabe
he did not
would
say
come
the
out
F word.
He would come out like. Friggo or fucko. That's what he was.
Fork. I said fork. I'm like, you did not say fork, you little
liar. Totally Swiss. But I think that's like a rite of passage with kids.
Now you
got to
curb it, man.
You
know? It's a gateway sin.
But they're going to try it.
Oh,
all right?
He's going to try it. He's going to be my issue.
But you have, you have to have the conversation where, you know, with you kids, you swore like sailors when you were home.
And
that's
Lauren
all right.
To this day still does.
Me too. I have a terrible mouth. But here's the thing. I'd rather, you know, you swear like sailors at home and I see and I hear it, then you go out and you be something terrible that you're not.
Listen,
just
swearing
no
at the end of the day, as much as it's not cool, I don't like it, it's the least of our problems.
Least of our problems. That's my point. So, okay, great. Guys, guess what? Do me a favor. You want to say that, not that I'm saying that a seven-year-old should be speaking like that.
No.
But you don't, that's not appropriate. You don't talk like that in school. It's disrespectful to your friends. It's disrespectful to your teachers.
No.
That's not the time and place
it
for it.
Goes way too far.
No. For a seven-year-old, an eight-year-old? No.
It's disrespectful to your friends?
Sure it is.
Guess who else is swearing?
Yeah. Guess you're swearing with friends.
But the thing is, no, that's
first of all, if you are a little bit too straight-laced with the language these days amongst your own friends, then you are the dork, you are the nerd, you have to keep up. So I have no problem with that. I do think it's admirable to some degree that her kids are shocking her, that they're that good, they know when to shut it off, they don't make mistakes, they don't slip when they come home, and that shows a healthy level of respect for the parents. They're going to swear. That's what they do.
Yeah,
so what's
do
the age then? Right. What is the switch that you could turn on that you could drop the F-bomb? Is it at an age like, you know, 18, 21? I mean, it's so stupid.
No, it's in the appropriate time and the appropriate place. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so it doesn't matter how old you are. It just matters, you know, I mean, I certainly wouldn't suggest Marky goes into grammar school when they're still singing Itsy Bitsy Spider and drop the F-bomb. That's wrong.
If Gaby and his friends are on the football field and they're effing it up, so what?
I mean, listen, Josh is not having it. I think it's funny. Josh yells at me that I shouldn't laugh.
If it's amongst his peers on the football field, but it shouldn't be in the classroom at the teacher or any of that.
No, I would kick the shit out of him if it was to his teacher or something like that. But
right, and that's all he has to know. He has to know when he can use it, when he can't use it. And that helps him in life later on to know when you can say things and when you can't.
Wait, what did Marky say? What's the thing she said the other day? And Lauren got her on video.
She said, that's my fault. She called Polly a bastard.
No, that wasn't it.
No, because that happened because Polly, the dog, just
she
is a maniac. And I'm like, you little bastard. So then the other day she says to her nanny, she goes, Tita Isa, Polly's such a bastard. And I'm like, oh, my God. So Lauren calls me up. She goes, Ma? And I'm like, yeah. She goes, I know it came from you. And I'm like,
no, she said something else. She said, This fucking dog or something like that. I don't remember. What was it? She said something.
That probably came from me too. See?
Yeah, she was. I think it was that dog. This fucking dog. And Lauren was. But she said it in a very sweet voice. She's like, this fucking dog won't leave me alone. And Lauren like started recording. She's like, what did you just say? And she's like, this fucking dog won't leave me alone. And I was like, oh my God.
But the thing is, like, our kids swore, but they were taught, you know, here's the time and the place when you're because we know you're gonna do it. Okay, here's the time and the place. Here's where you don't do it, and that's just pretty much it.
Yeah, I maybe like funnel it early, you know.
Yeah.
And get there. But look, guys, very knowledgeable. Thank you all for being here, and we'll catch y'all later. Your albummailbag@gmail.com.
Hey.
Also, great subscribe, all that stuff. Tell your friends.